Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. How to stop overpaying for internet in Dakula. Practical steps for lowering an internet bill in a market where, unlike electricity, you genuinely have leverage. The single most common way Dakula households overpay for internet is simple: a 12-month promotional rate expires, the bill increases, and nobody calls. Because internet is a competitive market here, that call usually works. Know your leverage first. Before you contact anyone, find out which providers can actually serve your address using the FCC National Broadband Map at broadbandmap.fcc.gov. This matters because your leverage is entirely a function of alternatives. A household with fiber, cable, and 5G options available has real negotiating power. A household where only satellite reaches has almost none. Check before you call, so you know which position you're in. The retention call. Most providers have a retention or customer loyalty department with authority to offer pricing that isn't advertised publicly. What works? Call when your promotion ends, not randomly. Put the date in your calendar the day you sign up. Know the competing offer. AT&T is offering me 300 megabits per second for $X at this address is far stronger than this is too expensive. Ask directly for the retention department. First line representatives often can't approve much. Be pleasant and specific. The person on the phone has discretion and no reason to use it for someone abusive. Ask what promotions you qualify for, then ask what happens when that one expires. Audit the line items. Pull up your most recent bill and look for equipment rental, commonly $10.15 a month, which is $120, $180 a year. Buying your own modem and router usually pays for itself within a year. Confirm compatibility with your provider first, and note that fiber and 5G services often require the provider's gateway. Services you don't use, bundled TV packages, phone lines, add-ons that came with a promotion and never got removed. Speed you don't need. This is the honest one, most households do not need a gigabit. A 300 megabits per second plan handles multiple 4K streams, video calls, and gaming simultaneously. Paying for 1 gigabit per second because it sounds better is a common and expensive habit. Upload speed, though, is worth paying for. Conversely, if anyone works from home, uploads video, or runs security cameras, upload is where cable plans fall short and fiber earns its price. Consider actually switching. The threat only carries weight if you'd follow through, and in Dakula switching is often realistic. 5G home internet from T-Mobile or Verizon is worth a genuine look, typically no annual contract, flat pricing that doesn't spike after a year, and no installation appointment. Performance depends on your distance from the tower, so use a trial period if offered. AT&T Fiber, where available, is generally the best product in the market, with symmetrical upload speeds cable can't match. Switching costs are usually modest, check for early termination fees, and return leased equipment promptly. Unreturned equipment charges are a frequent and avoidable expense. If money is genuinely tight, don't negotiate, apply. Provider low-income programs are far cheaper than any retention offer. Xfinity Internet Essentials, around $14.95 per month. Spectrum Internet Assist, around $25 per month. AT&T Access, from around $30 per month. Kinetic Income Assist, around $20 per month where available. Plus the Federal Lifeline discount of up to $9.25 per month. Note that the pandemic-era ACP program ended in 2024. If your bill jumped then, that's the reason. Qualification is often automatic through SNAP, Medicaid, SSI, public housing assistance, or a child receiving free or reduced-price school meals. A yearly habit worth building. Once a year, do three things. Check the FCC map to see whether new providers, especially fiber, now reach your address. Look at your current bill and compare it against what new customers are being offered. Call and ask for the current promotion. 15 minutes, once a year. In a market with real competition, that's the difference between paying the newcomer rate and paying the loyalty penalty. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolowire.com.